Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Our guest on Local Focus this morning, David Voorhees, area artist. Good morning, David. Great to have you here.
Good morning, Mark. Nice to be back.
Yes, sir. You're back again this year because we're chatting you up again about the second annual Empty Bowls event.
That's right.
The second one.
That's right.
So tell us, what is Empty Bowls?
Empty Bowls is a grassroots movement started 27, 28 years ago in Michigan as a service learning project in high school. Basically, people are invited to come enjoy a simple meal of soup, breads, and dessert, and they get to choose a handmade pottery bowl to take home with them.
Wow.
So their donation has a little message with it, goes home and sits in their cupboard and gets used every day. I have a whole stack of them from my years of volunteering with Empty Bowls, and it's pretty cool because we're able to address food and hunger needs within our own community. So we're working with the Flat Rock Backpack Program for second year this time. And
so what is the Flat Rock? What is that backpack program?
Backpack program, they've been going for, I don't know, 10 or 15 years. I should know more about them, but I've been helping support them through other arts-funded things. They provide weekend food needs for targeted kids in area schools up to, I think they say, 150 to 180 students every year.
Wow.
On a weekly basis. They fill up a bag full of, they started with backpacks, they've changed over. They do a bag full of food that they send home every weekend. These are kids who are on the breakfast and lunch plan, but on the weekends, they recognize that some of these kids were not getting fed the way they needed to. So a group of people got together and started feeding them. It's a pretty widespread movement, but again, it's grassroots as well. And we've just teamed up with them to help fund them. They work on a very small budget.
It is hard to believe that even in our area right here, there are kids whose best meals ultimately come from the school when they're at school. And when they're at home, they just don't get that.
That is correct. And part of Empty Bowls' goal is to educate people about hunger needs in our own communities. And myself included, I'm always amazed at where hunger is, and it's always right around the corner. It's almost next door, and we can do something about that. So
absolutely, that is something we can do, and you're doing that, of course, with your Empty Bowls event. I was looking at your flyer here, and last year's event, you helped feed 67 children.
All year long. That's how much of an impact last year just totally blew us away. We did about $7,000, and all of the money goes directly to the backpack program. They don't use any administrative funds. It all goes straight to food for the kids.
So how does the event work? It's going to be next Sunday.
It's Sunday, the April 29th, 5 to 7 p.m. at St. John the Wilderness Episcopal Church in Flat Rock. And you can buy tickets ahead of time at the church, or you can get them at the door. They're available. They're $25 per person. They are $50 for a family. That somebody's asked me, two adults and a gaggle of kids. Bring as many kids as you want. We have special bowls for kids.
Yeah.
And you come on in, and it's just open seating. There'll be family style, so you meet other people who are also interested in hunger needs and there to support us. So it's a great thing. And you'll come in and you'll see up to 500 bowls sitting in front of you. You get to go choose the bowl you want. And So we've enlisted all of the Henderson County potters. There are many. As well as some potters from outside the county in South Carolina, too, are donating to this cause.
That is fantastic. So you pay $25, you go get yourself a bowl, fill it up with some good soup. Can you tell us a little bit about the soups?
Yes, I wish I know we have Alley Cat doing, think, two different soups. They were supporters last year. Yeah. Hubba Hubba's doing something.
Some of our restaurants have stepped up.
All of the food is donated, so the soups come from area restaurants. I think Kenmure is actually doing some of the soups. We have baked goods, breads, and desserts that are being done by different bakeries, and I think the church women from St. John the Wilderness are also donating all the desserts and drinks and things like that.
So how about that?
So all donated.
So you can get your tickets at the door.
You can get them at the door.
Or you can pre-purchase those tickets. How do you do that?
Go to the church. Just call them or just stop by the church during regular office hours. Okay. You can buy a ticket there. And we're still even looking for sponsors. If you'd like to buy a packet of tickets for your company, call us. We can call the church and we can set up something. We do have some sponsorship levels
that
help us out.
And it's at the Parish Hall at St. John in the Wilderness. It's coming up next Sunday, April the 29th, from 5 to 7 p.m., the Empty Bowls program, $25 a person, and every single penny of that $25 goes to help feed these kids, right?
That's correct.
That's just fantastic.
All donated.
It's just fantastic. Yep. David, thank you to you and all the folks who have donated their time and bowls and food and whatever they need to make this happen. Again, it's the Empty Bowls event. It's coming up at St. John in the Wilderness at the Parish Hall on April the 29th from 5 to 7 p.m. The support help feeding the hungry kids in the local area schools.
All right, thank you, Mark.
David, thank you.
I got to get back to making some bowls.
Go make some bowls, because we're gonna raise more than $7,000 this year, right?
Our goal is $10,000.
Our goal is $10,000.
We need the community support, and hope everybody will show up, come out and buy a ticket.
We can make that happen.
Please join us. Thank you.
Fantastic. David, thank you. Absolutely. Empty Bowls event coming up on Sunday, April the 29th, St. John in the Wilderness. Go help take care of these folks. That Flat Rock Backpack Program provided over 5,600 bags of food in 2016 and 17, and this event is certainly helping make that happen. Empty Bowls event coming up Sunday, April the 29th, 5 to 7 p.m.